And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Kimmy Eisel, artist in residence at the Island Institute, here to talk about Shadow Puppet Theater. Welcome to Morning Edition, Kimmy.
Thank you. Good morning.
And I need to turn your microphone on. That would be helpful. There we go. Okay.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, you are going to be doing a shadow puppet performance on Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Shitikokwan Nakahiri. And this is performances about yellow cedar. Can you talk a little bit about why you decided to tell the story of yellow cedar with shadow puppets?
Yes. I started investigating the yellow cedar during my residency here and interviewed many people about it, people who work with it and study it. And produced a radio show about that, which aired on KCAW. Thank you. But I also felt like I wanted to tell the story visually because the tree is so beautiful and the things that are made with the tree are so beautiful and all of the cast of characters who interact with that tree are so wonderful and magical. And shadow puppetry is just this beautiful, delightful form that kind of allows us to see in black and white a story unfold. So I wanted to explore that with that art form.
So you've been in Sitka engaging with yellow cedar in different artistic ways, and this is one of them. Have you done shadow puppetry before?
I have. I've done two shows before, so this will be my third show. And I use an overhead projector. So I like to say that it's sort of old school, but the really old school shadow puppetry has been performed in forests and old theaters and sometimes using torches as the light source. So I use an overhead projector, which is sort of a form that some people might remember from their school days, depending on how old you are. And so I work on a flat surface, and the puppets I use are quite small because it's a 10 by 10 inch surface. And so I use that flat surface, and then the light projects it up onto a screen, and it can be enlarged, you know, as big as, depending on how far away I am from the screen. So I come to shadow puppetry as a paper cutter. So I began paper cutting about 5 years ago, and I make two-dimensional images. And so it was just a really nice way to blend performance and narrative and imagery and music through a live performance.
Now, you've done shadow puppetry performances two other times, but always just yourself. But now it's a little more complicated. So it's you and one other individual. What's that like for you behind the screen, working with another person?
Yeah, so I'll be working with one of the Island Institute fellows, Annika Ord, and she's helped me create some of the puppets as well. And so we'll be communicating with each other. We're using two projectors, so one image will fade out and another will fade in. And so we've just started rehearsing it, but there's a lot of eye contact and looking at each other and, you know, some laughing also to sort of figure out how to choreograph and orchestrate our timing. It's fun. We're having fun back there.
Now, for the actual performance, there's going to be no sound. It's just going to be images on a screen.
Well, we've got right. Music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got two musicians. Sarah Swong is a cellist, and Anna Lee Hershey. They're also visiting fellows here. So vocals and cello. And they're creating sort of a soundscape.
So an ambiance is going to be created with the live instrumentation, and then there's going to be a narrative playing across the screen. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's kind of describing the life cycle of the tree. So the sort of the yellow cedar being born in the muskeg and the various animals that come into contact with it and its growth and sort of what's required for it to grow, and then its health and what's required for its health, which includes sort of a healthy snowpack to insulate its roots. And then, you know, we'll meet some of the human characters who work with the tree and use it and have a relationship with it. And then it explores some of the threats to the tree and some of the reasons why that snowpack has been diminished because of climate change. So we look at sort of some human dimensions of that. And I won't reveal the ending, but I will say that I'm bringing Southwest sensibility to the piece because we have a relationship with the dead this time of year through the Day of the Dead and thinking about souls, all of the souls. And so there's a visit from that part of the world.
So this shadow puppet performance is open to the public, all ages. Appropriate?
Yeah, appropriate for all ages. We think of puppets sometimes as only for kids, but this performance is really for anybody.
Now, you came to Sitka as an artist in residence for the Island Institute, knowing little to nothing about yellow cedar. What drew you to this species?
Yeah, it's just such a beautiful tree physically. I was drawn to the story about it in terms of the fact that it's been dying off over the last 1,000 years or the last 100 years. And so it felt like a tree I wanted to get to know before it, you know, changes its habitat. And the physical shape of the tree is so beautiful. As a dancer and choreographer, I'm drawn to sort of its movement and the way it holds itself. And that life cycle and all of the gifts that it gives to humans in this region. So for all of those reasons, and I found out that it has this amazing smell that you can just smell when you're walking along that cross trail. You know, you can just smell the air and there it is. So for all of those reasons.
So as you've been engaging with yellow cedar, has anything surprised you?
I think just that, you know, any one species has such a beautiful lifespan and has so much to offer just sort of as a single species and also as a single tree. You know, we tend to sort of walk through the forest and see all of the trees and sort of this collective experience of being in the shadows and in the light, and then, you know, really stopping and considering the life of one single tree. I think that I don't know that that's necessarily a new thought, but it's something that came to me again through this process. And I think that, you know, this shadow puppet theater also explores that idea.
Yeah, you know, it seems that there are so many parallels between the art form of shadow puppetry and just your own engagement with the yellow cedar and your own engagement with your craft, which is just so varied. It seems like a natural fit.
Yeah, I think it's really nice that it allows for a certain kind of movement and play and light and storytelling and incorporating research and engaging with the community. So it really is a nice form that, you know, I think uses a lot of my skills and, you know, is always teaching me something new.
So you're bringing with you Southwest experience and sensibilities and worldview into your own experience here. What will you bring back down there with you from here?
Oh my gosh, so much moisture. This is beautiful, humid landscape. I think too, you know, I joke that, you know, I've always joked that Tucson, you know, just has the best arts community in the country, but, you know, Sitka really rivals that. So not only is this like rich landscape of that's always producing and is just so vital and creative, but excuse me, I've also found that in the human community here, that so many people I meet have this rich creative life, you know, whether they call themselves an artist or not. There's just this, it feels like there's this attention to place and light and sky and ground, you know, these things that I think of as artistic sensibilities and this way of moving through the world with that kind of attention and creativity. It's been really wonderful to experience here. And I'll take that and share that with the Southwest.
And again, it seems like another parallel to shadow puppetry.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Kimmy.
Thank you. Thank you, Sitka.
Our guest has been Kimmy Eisel, artist in residence with the Island Institute. There's going to be a shadow puppet performance in and out of the shadows on the ecology of yellow cedar this Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Sitka Kwan Nakahiti. This is free and open to anybody.